Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
Here we are,
live again.
You thought we went away. You thought we ran to Cuba.
You thought we
or
we,
Canada with Justin Trudeau. Why
well,
not?
You know, we. it's funny. I heard a. There's a whole bunch of stuff on social media about how California, Oregon, and Washington are going to be the newest province of Canada. And it'd be fine. We'd all be Canadians, eh?
I like that, eh?
Yeah. So I get a
it's
call.
It's a boot. I'm gonna. If there is a gay curling team, I could join that.
You could join the gay curling team? Yeah, absolutely. It'd be fantastic. So I get a call from a Canadian broadcasting company radio reporter who wants to talk to me about something that's going on in San Francisco or something. And I said to him, you know, can you do me a favor? And he said, what's that? And I said, you know, I heard on social media that there's this invitation for California, Oregon, and Washington to join Canada. I said, can you please call your prime minister and say on behalf of California, we accept?
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, why not?
Katie Lang is a Canadian.
Yeah, we'd have free health care.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man, that reminds me, free health care. I'm worried about healthy San Francisco, you know, with this supposed shift. I guess we could talk locally. We could talk about broken hearts and disappointments, particularly around Kimberly Alvarenga and Dean Preston. You know, no matter what your politics were, there were definitely warning signs in these two elections. I mean, Kimberly lost by 400 votes. There were many people that we count on as allies who did not stand with her as a Latina and as a lesbian, and probably in their own craven self-interest. Welcome to politics. Those people will be coming around. There's a mayor's race coming. There's all kinds of things happening, and they cannot be Teflon. We have to hold them accountable. My suggestion is that for the state races particularly, and I have some tasks for them. I think that Ting and Wiener and Chu need to look at Prop 13 reform and be aggressive about it, because that's a way that we could save ourselves a lot of money in San Francisco if, in fact, the threat comes through in and around Sanctuary. And the other thing they can do is take a lead on homelessness, because without that in Sacramento, we're not going to have real solutions in the city that's going to be overtaxed and underfunded. What I'm concerned about, too, is with these betrayals. I think the burden is on us, to the progressives, to figure out how we come up with a solution. And certainly I have my invective and ridicule of those who deserted. But I know that can't sustain. I think that, you know, we have to present real solutions. A lot of times we get attacked, we lose, and then we come back stronger. I know that. But, you know, what that process is going to be.
Right, and we need to understand, we don't have 6 votes for the progressives on the Board of Supervisors this time, and we should have. I mean, District 11, Kimberly Alvarenga, could have won and should have won 400 and something votes, and there are a lot of people, particularly in Labor, who were not there for her.
No,
who should have been.
Yeah.
And the same thing with District 5.
And they don't like hearing it, and they're going to get defensive. But I say, you know, be analytical here. You know, have a step back. This isn't an attack on you personally or Labor personally. Who's been more fucking supportive of Labor than I have throughout the centuries, it seems? So, give me this. Or if you don't give me this, I'm going to take it. You were wrong.
There is no longer
a Latina or a lesbian or anyone gay on the fucking Board of Supervisors. And you played a part just like all of us played a part. You know, we all could have done more, but there is no equivalency. And, you know, and to the people who supported London Breed, you know, I respect your opinion, and then you supported Kimberly, there is no equivalency there. Your support undermined a true progressive running. I know you look at it through a different lens, but I'm sorry. There are times for identity politics, and there is also a time for something more less simplistic.
And, you know, I heard a lot of people say, oh, we're not going to support Dean Preston because why would we piss off London Breed when he doesn't have a chance of winning anyway? Look what he did. He got 18,000 votes. He within a couple of percentage points of winning. Both of those
that
districts...
That was a real campaign. I will say he and Kimberly, and particularly in District 5, you know, he ran a beautiful, beautiful campaign. I think that's where the 47% came from. He inspired people.
Yep.
So here's what I say to Dean and Kimberly. It ain't over. You know, you are players. You are important in the political landscape. And a lot of this is, you know, how we react, even more so than what has happened. We do have a challenge and a charge here in the progressive community. And we got to stop calling people progressive who, you know, sometimes they're here and sometimes they're there. We need to end the transactionalism. We need to know who people are, who we elect. And I feel we failed. I feel we failed.
You know, in looking back at this entire election, you know, we saw what happened when the corporate Democrats are the ones who are carrying the banner.
And then the DCCC, you know, with all the hallelujahs about the reform slate, which was great, you know, there were people that I, you know, had a lot of questions about, and I guess out of expediency you do it, and then they're not there. You know, to whatever his name is, I'm not sure, I heard his name a lot, fucking David Ho, whatever, you know what you did, David Ho, you tried to get people to be blackmailed so that they would support Victor Wang. Victor Wang, who is Victor Wang? Fucking nobody, who now is a judge. So you won that. You won that. You got people that, you got Jane Kemp to say, you know, otherwise we're not going to vote for a no endorsement for Kimberly. And guess what happened? You got Victor Wang and you lost Jane Kemp. So smoke it, baby.
We, you know, we also have to remember that this is going to be a really tricky time for the city because, all right, Donald Trump is out there bloviating. We're going to cut off all the money for sanctuary cities. You and I both know how the legislative process works.
Jesse Helms was going to cut off all the money for education because we had a LGBT thing, you know, and I think before that even happened, he died. I'm not saying I want that for...
No, but you know what? It's the thing is, it takes a while. But in Trump's first budget, let's go back to 1980 when Ronald Reagan was elected president.
Cities, huh?
And one of the things that we all said is, oh, the Democrats control the House. It won't be so bad. The Democrats don't control the House now. And it was so bad because the first thing he did was cut off federal spending for housing in cities, for urban transportation, for all that. And Trump's going to do the same thing. We're going to lose, even if he doesn't follow through on the sanctuary city stuff, we're still going to lose $250 million, $300 million, $400 million in federal grants that we're used to now. And that money's got to come from somewhere, Tom. So where is it going to come from? And this is what...
The state.
And it's got to come from the state. It's also got to come from the people in San Francisco being willing to stand up and say, no more Twitter tax breaks, no more giveaways. How about coming back with the tech tax?
No,
How about, seriously?
And I think the three of them that represent us need to be challenged, too. I think, and I confess, I had it somewhat easy. You know, I never had a Democratic opponent like David Campos did, and I followed through as best I could. But these three, every year they need to have debates. They need to have challengers. Sometimes the winning is in the playing. They can tell us cosmetic things like I voted for this, but when you look at their record, they voted for the cosmetic thing, but they didn't vote for the interconnected. And I think we're talking about the
Tenants Union. The Tenants Union just put out its most recent tenant voting scorecard on all our elected officials, and this is something that you should look at. It's on sftu.org, the Tenant Union website. I'll be putting it up on 48 Hills too. But what they did is they looked at where all of the electeds are, not just on votes at the Board of Supervisors, but on the key endorsements and issues for this ballot. And, you know, some of our friends didn't come through so well because they were not there on things like voting for Kimberly Alvarenga in District 11.
Or standing by her and her ideas. That's what I mean. No more Teflon. No more Teflon.
Well, that is going to be our chair.
Or hairspray. Or tanning. Any whatever it is, I'm sick of it. Of course, if we're not united around this, there's going to be trouble. And if you're going to try to corral people who can be transactional, then I think we're missing there are people who we should not count on. We should be informed about, and then there should be strategies to leverage them, no matter who they are, members of the Board of Supervisors or the three or four people. Do we have four? No, we only have three now in Sacramento.
Yep. Tom, you have your show tonight?
No, I still have two shows left.
Two shows left?
At the Marsh, December 3rd and 10th. It's been a blast, and despite the Chronicle, we've been selling out, and it's been a great experience for me, and cathartic as well. And but tonight is a very somber memorial of Harvey Milk. This is the actual day, I think it's 38 years ago, that they were both murdered brutally at City Hall, and of course with the ascendry of Trump, and the deep questioning we have of the Democratic Party, there's a lot to be concerned about and a lot to be addressed. But again, Harvey Milk connected the dots. So he knew when his struggle for LGBT rights, we had to watch out for the poor. We had to watch out for Latinos. We had to watch out for our greatly diminished Black population. We had to watch out for the disabled. All these things.
And tenants.
And tenants. And they were all on his plate. You know, he was prescient. And we've lost that. And I just want to give a tribute to David Campos. You know, none of us are perfect, but, you know, David has really worked his ass off and been subjected to all kinds of ridicule. And of course, I have such issues with the Chronicle. They cannot go any lower. They are probably one of the most classless newspapers. They trivialize people of color. They trivialize people who are progressive. They write good week to Mayor Lee because his unworthy opponent to Kimberly won, and that will keep a moderate balance. You know, what is this, Pravda or whatever? Is this they're going to dictate, you know, where the politics lie? You know, remember when I was on the board, we had lots of people who were in opposition to, you know, our ideas, our social, and we went to the ballot, and we oftentimes won. And, yep. And we cleaned Willie Brown's clock, too. So just saying, folks. Stay mad.
Yep, it's going to be a really interesting year.
We can take a punch, and we can punch back.
And we can punch back. Well, thank you for listening once again to the Tom and Tim Show. And we will be back.
Yeah.